Is daf yud test. So we got to the very top top line. The Gemara says we have been talking about yesterday about where the Kohen should wear his avnet, his robe, his belt rather. It shouldn't be too high near his elbows, shouldn't be too low below his gut. It should be somewhere in the center. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Amar li Huna Bar Nasan. So Huna Bar Nasan was once telling Ravashi about a certain event that happened to him, that Zimnechad at one time. Hava kamina kame de iz gadar malka. He was in front of this king, he was a Persian king, Rashi says, but have a midlay li Hamina, he actually lowered my belt. I was wearing a belt, and he fixed my belt for me. V'tesi nele, and he put it in the proper place. Rashi explains here that hava midli haimani tiseid nihele avneto haya gavoi chagur milmalam nikneged atile yada. My belt was higher up around where my elbows were. V'shpilu lamata, the king took my belt and lowered it kdei lenos and make me look a little bit more presentable. And he says to me, the Persian king said to me, Amarli, Mamlechas Kohanim Goy Kadosh Ksiv Bechu. It's written about you guys are Mamlechas Kohanim, you're supposed to dress properly and look presentable. So that was an interesting ma'isan. Kiyasa Kami Da Meimar, when he told this to Meimar, Amarli, Akai Mecha, the pasuk had been fulfilled. It says in Yeshayahu, it says, Vayu Mulachim Umanayach, that the Umos Ha'olam, the kings are going to acknowledge us as being Mamlechas Kohanim and treat us properly, which was an interesting ma'isan. Fine.
He said that he was... Rav Huna Bar Natan was a Rish Galuta at the time of Rav Ashi.
Aha, so they had a political relationship also.
Right.
Aha. Okay. Gemara now quotes the Mishnah that appears in the Maseches Erev and Tanan Hasam. Kohen Shalaka Betzbo Korechale Gemi B'Mikdash. If a Kohen gets a cut on his finger, they should wrap some type of Gemi, some type of material, a bandage around his finger in the base of Mikdash. This is talking about on Shabbos. Valo B'Medina Banat. In the Medina, one's not allowed to do this. What's the difference between the Mikdash and the Medina? Rashi explains two narrow lines down. Korach lagemi b'shas avoda, during the avoda, sheganai hu shetira shemakas. You want to cover up the cut. It doesn't look proper to walk around with some blood. V'afagav degemi masamak, even though it heals, and we can't do refu on Shabbos. V'chol davar sheish mishim refua, also mishim shavus, gzera shem yischok simanim. It might lead a person to start grinding his own herbs and medication. So there's an isek zera of refua. Hanimila b'Medina, that's only when it comes to in the Medina outside of the base of Mikdash. Aval b'Mikdash lo gazu mishum shvus. There is no shvus, no problem of shvusim in the base of Mikdash. So you are allowed to do medical assistance, medical help, and bandages in the base of Mikdash. So now, what? So that's the whole conversation here. Very good. So Gemara says, continuing the Mishnah, Vim lahoti mimenu dam kan v'kan aser. If the goal, the intent, is to draw out blood, then it's going to be aser. And Rashi explains that's an issa deraisa of making a chabur. So that's what the Mishnah says before connecting it to our sugya just yet. Now, the Chassam Sofer says that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us this gemi has to be gemi that's dry. It only heals if it's dry, but if it's wet, it's not going to heal. So if it's dry, the problem is it's going to be muksa. If it's wet gemi, whatever, I'm not sure exactly how they define gemi here.
Reed grass,
okay. So if it's moist, so that's edible for an animal, that's not muksa. But if it's dry, which is what we're talking about here, that's the problem of muksa. So Chassam Sofer says we have to be talking about a situation where he was making it from before Shabbos, in which case there is no problem of muksa. But there's another point here in Rashi. Rashi said when it comes to the bandage, Rashi says that shemeskavin lekachiv, you have kavana to draw out the blood. Rashi in Erevin says if you squeeze it tightly. So there's a Magen Avraham says there's a steer in Rashi's. In Erevin, it's only a problem if you put the bandage on really, really tight. But here, even putting the bandage on stam, if your kavanah is to draw the blood, it's going to still be usher. So it's a nafkamina. If a person, there might be a heter, according to Rashi and Erevin, if you want to draw out blood for whatever reason, if it's not tight, then it would be permitted. But if it is tight, then it's a problem in any situation. So when a person puts on a bandage, unless it's a dangerous, the person needs to be careful not to put it too tight, because that's going to cause the blood to draw out, according to the Shita of Rashi. So anyways, what is Mishnah doing here in Maseches Zvachim? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda braid the Rabbi Chia lav shanu elogemi. This whole concern is using a gemi, that type of bandage, about tzil katan, which is like a small cloth, have a yisur begadim, is considered extra, and that would not be allowed on the cut, because if it's extra begadim, we said is aser for a kohen to serve.
Even if it's less than, we said, what, three by three?
We'll get to that, very good. Rabbi Yochan Amar, lo amru yisur begadim, el b'makom begadim. Firstly, it's only a problem if you're wearing it in an area where begadim goes. Aval shelo b'makom begadim, lo have a yisur. So Rashi explains, where's an area where begadim don't go? In the etzba, on the finger. A person puts a little cloth on his finger. People don't normally wear begadim there. That's not going to be considered extra begadim, and that would be permitted according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, this is Ezra's Shaila. So why is it a question of the Yisur Begadim or not? Tepegle mishim chatzitza. It's a chatzitza. He puts it on his hand. Now when he's carrying the kalim, he's doing the shechita, the sakin, he has a chatzitza. The Gemara says, besmol, where we know with smol is not able to be used for the avodah, so that's not a chatzitza. Or inami, alternatively, Rashi explains, or rather the Gemara explains, shiloba makom avoda, it's in a part of the body on the back of the hand where it's not used for the avoda. You grab with the front of your hand, not from the back, in which case that's a place where you can place the tiltil on, and it's not going to be called yisur begadim. We'll get to your point in a moment, Ricky. So then the Gemara says, a pliga de Rava. Rava argues, Dama Rava, Amar Rav Chista, b'mokim begadim afilu nima achas, chotetetz, shem b'loba mokim begadim shalosh al shalosh, chotetos, pach mikan ein chotetos. So Rava says, there's really a chilek. If it's an area where you wear clothing, so even one thread, even a nima achas, is going to be considered a problem of a chatzitza. If it's an area where there is no, it's not a makum begadim, on the back of the hand or the left of a finger, so then it's only a problem if it's 3x3, is a chotzeit. That's a 3x3 tfachim, that is. No, a 3x3 etzbos, yeah? Okay. 3x3 fingers, and that's chotzeitos. If it's less than that, it's not considered a cloth. It's not going to be chotzitza. So we see, even b'shalob b'makom b'gadim, if it's a big enough size, 3x3, it will be chatzitza. So the Gemara says, ad Rabbi Yochanan v'adei pligi. Certainly, he argues in Rabbi Yochanan, because the point of shalob b'makom b'gadim, Rabbi Yochanan allows you to put any size cloth, as opposed to Rava says, no, only under 3x3. But ad Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chia, the first opinion, mi lema de pligi, maybe, as he really say, he argues, just to remind us, as Rabbi Yehuda thought, that it's permitted to put a gemi, a little bandage around the cut, but a tiltil cotton is not permitted. That's considered a yisur begadim. So Gemara says, who says that they argue? Maybe they are all in agreement, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, no, shiny tiltil cotton de chashiv. The tiltil cotton is chashiv. Just look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi says, mi lema de pliga, de ihu amar tiltil cotton chotet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a tiltil cotton, even though it's not a beged, rather, even though it is a beged, it's small, it's a chatzitza, but Rava Amar Pachas Mishalosh Lochotet, in terms of the measurements. So again, Rabbi Huda thinks even a very small cloth will be a chatzitza, but Rava says, no, it has to be a certain size. So the Gemara says, now even Rabbi Huda agrees that normally it has to be a shalosh al shalosh, it has to be a certain measurement, but a tiltil, even though a tiltil might be smaller than it's chashiv, since it's also, Rashi says, lifvisha also lenoi, have a beged, then even though it's smaller than shalosh al shalosh, both would agree that it would be a problem, it would be a problem in a chatzitza. So look at, there's an interesting question they ask in the Achronim here. The Gemara said, if you have a nema achas, one thread, in an area where you wear clothing, underneath the shirt, underneath the pants, it's a chatzitza. So the Achronim ask, how is that a chatzitza? We have a concept that a chatzitza is only if a rov gufo is covered and makbir alav. This is certainly not rov gufo. If there's just one thread, why would that be a problem? So there are many answers given here why nima achas in this particular situation is a chatzitza. So I'll share with you just a couple of them. The Chasam Sofer says, you're right. In a deraisa level, this nima doesn't serve as a chatzitza, but midirabanon, it is a chatzitza. So the Gemara is talking about only on a dirabanon level. The Meram Misadu, the Nitziv, explains that chatzitza, that's only chatzitza if it's rov umakbir alav, is only when it comes to chatzitzas with regards to tevila. But this is a chatzitza with regards to wearing clothing, a whole other area of chatzitzas, in which case that halacha doesn't apply. Even a nima achas will be considered a chatzitza. So that's and there are many other answers to the or semeach has an answer to asemes, but that's enough, I guess, for now. The Minchas Chinuch has an interesting question. If a person, Kohen, who does avoda with a chatzitza, bein baser, lebegadim, he wants to know, is that considered as if he is not wearing any clothing? It's mechusar begadim, and does he have a din of a zar, and is he chayiv misa, or not? That's an interesting chakira that Minchas Chinuch discusses. Okay. Gemara now says, Vaita. We are now around 8 narrow lines up. If it wasn't a mechusa begadim, it would just simply be a chatzita.
No, if it's a zar.
If it's a zar, it's chai misa. Misa bidei shemayim. I think bidei shemayim. Okay. Gemara now says, where are we? Lishna achrina. Lishna achrina. Gemara says, Amri la, Amri Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rav Achia, lo shanu ela gemi. This whole discussion is only by a gemi, that little bandage around the cut, about tziltil katan chotet, if it's some type of cloth, some type of band, then that would be a chatzitza. But Rabbi Yochanan amar, Lo amru chatzita bepachas mishalosh ashalosh elba makum begadim. If it's less than 3x3 etabos, then it's a chatzita in an area where you do wear clothing. Aval shulba makum begadim has to be at least shalosh ashalosh etzbalos. That's when it's chotetot. But pachas mikan less than this ain't a chotetas. Chotetas. Behind the Rava, that's exactly what Rava holds. So amru Rav Chitz, this is the same conversation as above, just simply adjusting the question and answers. Amru Rav Chitz says leima pligada de Yehuda Rav Yehuda. Chia, are you going to say really argues on Rabbi Yehuda now? Where it says, shiny tilta katan dechashiv, that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that normally you do need shalosh ha-shalosh to be a chatita, shalobo makum begadim, but if it's a tilta, which is considered a chashiv, it's done for noi, it's a little bendel, which is a nice and pretty, so then that would even be a chatita, even though it's less than 3x3. Le Rabbi Yochanan, my iria gemi, lishmuin and tiltil katan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan choose the case of Gemi, why not teach you tiltil katan? That's a problem as well. I mean, if he holds that tiltil is really a chatita, so how can the Mishnah give you an example of a gemi? Why didn't the Mishnah say a tiltil is a chatita as well? So Gemara says, aga milch agav orcha kamash milan de gemi masi. Gemara wants to tell you that this reed grass is beneficial for helping heal wounds. That's why the Mishnah taught it. Really, medin chatzitza, it could have taught a halach about tziltzel. It wanted to teach you some medicinal treatments about the effect of the gemi. So that's what Rashi says, that because the gemi, that it's rofe, it heals the makeh. The Tos has an interesting line here that's really talking about the Lashon Chachamim Merapeh, that the words of the Chachamim really bring healment, bring a refuah, bring medication. He has some interesting line there if you look at the Ramaskil Mai.
It's interesting that they don't, there's a sugi where they talk about that coin wearing the gloves.
Yeah. You know? The sugi, yeah, Psachim and Gemara and Sukkah.
They
have
that sugi, they bring because it's Yehura. They was wearing gloves.
They talk about Chatzitza, sure. Gemara Sukkah talks about Chatzitza.
They talk about the Chatzitza part.
No, talk about chatzitza and Gemara Pesachim. Yeah, and Gemara Sukkah as well. Yeah. Gemara then says, last three narrow lines. By Rava asks, Nichnas ala ruach bivigda mahu. Let's say he's wearing the clothing and some wind comes and now the clothing is off his body. It's not directly touching. It's not, you know, it's not tight on him. So then mahu, is that chatzitza or no? That's a normal way to wear the begadim. It happens. So Gemara says, al b'sar ba'inan v'haleke. It needs to be mamish. Touching his skin, that's normal, b'kach, that the wind will sometimes blow out the shirt and the pants and will still be considered good. Gemara doesn't give an answer. Kina, ma'u shetachos. Let's say there's a louse, which is singular for lice, is on the body. Ma'u shetachos, is that going to be chatzitza between the skin and the beged? Mesa lo tibay l'cha devada chaitza. If the animal is dead, it certainly is a chatzitza. Chaya maiv. If it's, say it's alive, what salach is that going to serve as a chatzitza? Mi arminan, do we say kevin de asav azla rabisi? Since it comes and goes, it's lo chayitza, it's not chatzitza. That's how it grows. It grows on the body, grows on the skin, grows in the hair. It's not a problem. Odilma kevin the kapar love. Since the person doesn't want there to be a louse on his body, it would be considered chayitza. Gemara doesn't answer that either. Afar mal shiachos. Let's say there's dirt on the skin. Is that a chatzitza? So Gemara explains, afar vadechait. If there's real dirt, real mamashus, it's a problem. El avak afar mau. If it's the dust of dirt, which is very, very small, light, and not really much mamashus, that's where there's a real shaila. But real dirt is a problem. Dust is the shaila. Again, no answer. Beis hashechi mal shiyachot al besaro ba'inan v'aleka odilma derech levisha b'kach. So what's the shaila here? Beis hashechi is referring to the armpit. So Rashi explains the last four narrow lines here. Beis hashechi mahu shiyachotz of your beis hashechi, the air space between the armpit area, kigon beis ra'asav shel chaluko shurachov, the shirt, the sleeves are wide. Veino nogea bebeis hashechi mahu shiyachotz v'tach shu bateis ra'asav duchukin v'nogin v'basar. I think the area, should there be like the armpit area of the shirt, should it be high up, where when you close your arms are not touching, or it should be like kind of a loose baggy where your arm skin touches your body, your ribs. I think that's the idea he's trying to describe here. So that's another shaila. Should there be, again, a baggy area underneath the armpit of the shirt? The Gemara wants to know, al besaro ba'inan v'haleka, o dilma derech levisha. That's a normal way, that the sleeves are very high up into the armpit, and that won't be a problem in such a way. Let's say he puts his hand inside the sleeve, so it's inside the shirt, where it's not in the sleeve anymore. Mahu, is that a problem now? Because now his arm is really blocking his shirt. It's inside his shirt now. So the shirt here isn't touching my ribs, it's actually touching my arm, which I put into my shirt now. Is my body going to be, my arm going to be chatzitza between the beged to my ribs? So the Gemara explains, mahu gufo michaitz, is a body, a person's own body, a chatzitza, or perhaps it's not. Nima mahu, what about a thread? Is that going to be a hair? Is that going to be a chatzitza? Mao shetachot. Nima vadechaita. A thread certainly will be a problem. Ela nima midulelas mahu. What if it's a thread that fell off? So if it's, you're talking about a hair, but a thread that came from outside, so then if it's a thread that came from the beged itself, so that's the shaila. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, nima mashma de'asim alma. Thread from a different garment, from my previous shirt, that's vade chatzitza, but if it fell off from that beged of bigdei kuna, that's a shaila. Then the Gemara asks again, without any answers here. What?
It's hanging from the delta.
Rashi's mina beged mugurarm. It's dragging from the beged v'tchufa b'ktas. It sticks out a little bit, so it's still connected, but it's sticking out a little bit. So then the Gemara says, "Bayi mar bar Rav Ashi yotza saro bebigdo mahu." Rashi explains. Let's say some of his hair, a thread of hair from his head, fell out and entered into his between his shirt and his body. So is that going to be a chatzitza? Do we say mahu saro kigufa dami? Is the hair like the body? And whatever shaila, whatever the answer is by the arm, will be the same answer here. Olo kigufa dami is considered something external and would be like a thread that came from elsewhere and would be a chatzitza. More. Ba'i Rav Zera, Rav Zera. Rav Zera asks, tefillin mahu shiachotzu. Is tefillin going to be a problem? Is that going to be a chatzitza? So Gemara explains. Aliba demand amar laila lavs man tefillin hu. If you hold that you can't wear tefillin at nighttime, lo tibaylecha, that's not a shaila, because kevin delaila chaitza yom anami chaitza. Since at nighttime, since you're not supposed to wear tefillin, and one is wearing tefillin, so it definitely is a chatzitza. It's considered some external matter. So at nighttime, it's vadei chatzitza. So if it's a chatzitza at nighttime, then it has to be a chatzitza during the daytime, because it doesn't make sense. Rashi explains that the avoda laila is more chamer than the avoda bayom, because typically avoda bayom is more serious than the avoda balayla. So if a chatzitza of tefillin at nighttime, vadei it's a chatzitza during the daytime. So it's not a shaila if Laila loves man tefillin him. But if you assume like the other opinion, ki debay lecha, the shaila is the man damer Laila's man tefillin him, that one does wear, can wear, should wear tefillin at nighttime. So that's the shaila. My, do we say mitzvah degufa chayit, a mitzvah that's on the body, it's on the body to wear tefillin, it does serve as a chatzitza, or lo chayit, perhaps it's not going to be chatzitza. So the Gemara says, Igalgil Milsa, the whole conversation, the Shaila, made its way to the desk of Mati Lakami Dirv Ami. Rabbi Ami was presented with the Shaila, and Amrlei, Talmud Aruchu Biyadenu, we have a Mefurish Gemara that tells us, Tfilin Chotitzos, that Tfilin, in fact, are serving as a Chatzitza.
So, how do they work with that with the Kohen Gadol?
So, we'll get very good. The Gemara is going to explain all that, and we'll do a toast in just a moment. So, the Gemara asks the question, Meisive, Kohanim Bavodasam, Levim, Beduchanam, Viso, Bemamadam, Ptumir, Tfilim, and Atfilim. So, when the Kohen is doing his Avoda, Levi is singing on his platform, and the Yisrael are going to do their maimids of reading the Sefer Torah from Isa Bereshis during the week as representing Klai Yisrael. So, they're all involved in the Asik, Karbanos. So, they're Osik, Mitzah, Patim, and Mitzah. They don't have to daven, they don't have to wear Tfilim. So, my love, Imhinichu, they're potter from tefillin, but they may wear if they'd like to, they're allowed to, meaning it wouldn't be a chatzitza for the Kohen to wear tefillin. So we see that it's not a chatzitza against what Rav Ami had said before. He said, lo, no, if they do wear tefillin, it's a chatzitza. So if it's a chatzitza when they wear tefillin, im kein ihachi, peturin, asurmi bailei. It shouldn't say that the potter from tefillin, it should say it's forbidden to wear tefillin because it's a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, "Einachanami, you're right. It should say the word asurim, but came in the Ika Levim the Yisrael that mentioned this line here. The lo masilu asur, you can't say it's asur for Yisrael and Levi to wear tefillin. It doesn't affect their vote or whatever they're doing. So since we have to teach peturin by Levi and Yisrael, so here as well, hachitani peturin. Therefore, we teach as well peturin by the Kohen. But einachanami, it's asur for Kohen to wear tefillin during the avoda." But the Gemara says of the Hatani, the Brisa teaches us the im hinichu einichotetots. The Brisa says it's not a chatzitza if they were. So is tefillin going to be a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? And the Gemara answers lo kashya had the yad had the rosh. If one's talking about the tefillin shayad, one's talking about tefillin shayrosh. Which is which? So Rashi explains the last two lines of the Amud here. The yad is chotetots dehu bein beged lebasar. If it's on the hand, you wrap it around your arm. So now you wear your shirt on top of it. It's a chatzitza between the skin and the clothing, as opposed to the rosh. It's not being chotetot. Anything. Look at the Vayter as his question. There shouldn't be any interruption, any breaks between the clothing and the skin. So the Rosh Nami, it also says by the Rosh, you should place the hat on the Kohen's head. So if you're wearing tefillin Sharosh, so then the tefillin will be a chatzitza bein the matznefes and the Rosh. Gemara says, Tana Saro Hayanira bein tzitz lemitznefes. They would see their hair would be coming out between the tzitz, which goes around the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, and the mitznefes, which is on the head of the Kohen Gadol. And there, Rashi Gemara explains, sheshama nichan tefillin, that's where the tefillin would go, mamish between the mitznefes and the tzitz. The Kohen Gadol has a tzitz going on his forehead, la kodesh l'Hashem, it said, and then he had the tefillin shorosh right here, and then on top he'd have the mitznefes, that's how he would wear it. This was your question, Ezra?
Right, so why isn't it adding to the
begadim?
Yeah.
So I guess it's not considered a begadim. It's a good question. I guess it's not considered a begad. Rashi Shasham and Yach Tvilin, Hilkach Lakachatita, Vatana, the Itzrech Lashmin, and Im Hinich Enachatitot, Mishim Yisur Begadim, who the Itzrech Lashmin, and the La Begad. It's not called a begad, and therefore not Yisur Begadim. If there's no air, you're allowed to wear it.
Right, it's like wearing a
beged. No, I'm not sure it's wearing a beged. It could be considered like tachshitin, which is not necessarily a beged. Okay, there is an interesting. It's a jewelry. There is a Tosfos here. Look at Tosfos on your question. The previous Amud, you test someone Aleph, the last one Tefillin Maal Sheyachotu. This is going on Ezra's question. Perish. The whole shaila of wearing a tefillin is not really one of chatzita. It was really a question of your point of yisur begadim, wearing extra clothing. But Tosfos writes, "Ef shalomar kein, you can't really say that." The Gemara Talmud Aruch, the tefillin chotitos. The Gemara that Rav Ami really is quoting is about chatzitza, nothing to do with yisur begadim. U'bishal yad ari, he's talking about the tefillin shayad. The bishal rosh ha'arminim besamech, we saw the ein chotitos. The imishim yisur begadim. If the shaila was about extra clothing, I feel the rosh nami. It should be the shaila about wearing tefillin shel rosh. It shouldn't be a chilek between shel rosh and shel yad. And therefore, we end up concluding the shaila is really about chatzitza, not really about yisur begadim. Okay, Gemara now says Amud Beis mechusar kippurim. So one of the things listed in the mission, the beginning of the parak here, was that a person who has got extra clothing, a kohen, such a kohen would be disqualified from doing the avoda. So Gemara says, "Minolan, how do we know? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Krav, Vichiper Aleha Kohen V'Tahara, Tahara Michlal Shehi Tmeya." So this is Pasuk's talking about Mechusa Kippurim. So Rashi explains, "Ad Achshav, he was tummy up until this point, and he's only going to be kosher once he's brought all his karbanos, all the Mechusa Kippurim." Then the Gemara says, "How do you know Shelo Racha Tidaim V'Raglaim? If he didn't wash his hands and legs, he's pasul to do the avoda. Asya Chuka Chuka Mimusu Begadim. We have a Gzer Shava. Tani Rabbanim." Gemara quotes a brayso now. This appears in Maseches Yuma as well. That Kohen Gadol Shelo Tavel V'Shelo Kiddush Bein Beged LeBeged. We know that Kohen Gadol changes his clothing five different occasions on Yom Kippur. So Kohen Gadol who does not go to the mikvah, does not wash his hands and feet between changing Beged LeBeged, Ubein Avoda LeAvoda, between changing the avodas from inside versus outside, Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, and Avod Avodasa, it's actually Ksheira. Even though he's supposed to change, even though he's supposed to wash his hands and go to the mikvah, it's not Ma'akev the Avoda. But Echad Kohen Gadol, Echad Kohen Hedo, that Shelo Kiddush Yadav Raglav Shacharis VeAvod Psula Avodasa Psula. If he didn't do the washing of the hands the first time he went to the base of Mikdash, whether it's a Kohen Hedo on a regular day or the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, that first washing of hands and clothes would be Ma'akev and the Avoda is possible. What's not Ma'akev is the Kohen Gadol, all the additional Tvilas and additional Kiddush Yadav Raglav, those are not Ma'akev on the rest of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Asi le Rabbi Yochanan Michti." Let's understand this for a moment. There are chamesh tevilos v'asar kedushin daraisa. It says five tevilos, and there are 10 times you wash your hand. Now the truth is, it doesn't say this in the pasuk. If you read the pesukim last week's parsha Achrim Osari, it says it really there are only 3 chilukim. We have a Masorah from Alach Moshe Mishinah, the Gemara says, the Gemirile, that there are actually 5 different times you change, even though the pesukim presented as 3. So which one is out of order? Anyone know which avod is out of order? The Gemara says that Hotas Kafu Machta, when the Kohen Gadol goes back in to fetch the Kafu Machta that was left there with the Ketores burning, he'd have to bring that out, he'd go in the second time. So they take Hotas Kafu Machta, they place it between the Musaf. Musaf is where he wear Big Day Zav. So they place it between the Karbonos Musaf, so it ends up being 5 changes, because between the Big Day Zav, they split it with another time, so it becomes Zav, Musaf, then you do Lavan of Hotas Kafu Machta in the Kosh Kedoshim, then you wear Big Day Zav again to finish off the rest of the Karbon Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. So although it's Halach Moshe Sinai, the Pasuk considers it, the Gemara considers it as a Din Daraisa. So in the end of the day, we have Chamesh Tvilos, Vasar Kedushin Daraisa. And each time he changes his clothing, he washes his hands before he takes off the clothing and washes them again when he puts on the new clothing. So that's 5 times 2. 5 times 2 is 10. So 5 Tvilos, 10 Kedushim. And the Gemara says, chuka ksibu, lakve. The word chuka tells me it has to be this way. It's a chok. There's no changing it out of order. So whenever you see the word chuka or chok, it means you can't change it. It's ma'akev. So if really the five tefillos and aser kedushin are in the pasuk, and the word chuka in Parshas Achrimos is really qualifying those, you can't do without them. It should be ma'akev. How could the Braisa say that's not ma'akev? So the Gemara says, Amr Lai, Amr Kra, the pasuk says, ulevesham levisha ma'akeves, vein davar acher ma'akev. So you need to understand what the pasuk says here. Everyone agrees that chuka is going on the entire Parshas of Achrimos. The Kohen Gadol can't leave anything out. But there's one pasuk of elevation. Rashi explains. Rather, the side quotes the pasuk. It says, "Va'isa lecha." No, that's not the one I want. "Ksonis bad kodesh yilbash u'michzei vadiyu al b'saro." This is Achrei Mos. "U'ba'avnei bad yachor v'netznefes bad yetznof." Those are the four big day kodesh of the Kohen Gadol, of the big day lavan. They wore. "Rachatz b'mayim es b'saro u'levesham." He washes his body, goes to the mikvah, and he wears them. So what's the drasha? Ulevesham. So Rashi says the pasuk should really say yilbasham. Why say ulevesham? They changed the yud to a vav to make a drasha. That although the chukah is qualifying the entire parsha of Achrimos, that you're ma'akev any avoda, this pasuk is different. It says ulevesham, only the visha is ma'akev if you don't wear the right clothing, but the rechitza, which is also mentioned in this pasuk, is not ma'akev by the pasuk of v'chukah. So Gemara explains, Amar Kra again, ulevesham levishim akeves in this pasuk vein davar acher ma'akev. Nothing else in this pasuk, namely rechita, is not ma'akev. But ena chanami, the rest of the parsha Achrimos is ma'akev because it's described by the word chuka. So then the Gemara says tov upanav, which Rashi says he was very pleased by this explanation, by this drasha as to why rechita of the five tefillos and the asar kedushin are not ma'akev. But he pulls back and says amr lei vav aufta ksivlecha. The Rashi explains a vav, he wrote on some type of material, I don't know, some type of thing, that if you write a vav, there are many holes in it. Like, let's say a sieve, I don't know what he's describing here, but if you write a vav on a sieve that has like holes in it, the vav's not going to come out clear because there are holes in it.
So, wooden log.
What is it, a wooden log?
A vav written upon a wooden log is
okay, so it's a wooden log with the vav doesn't come out very, very clearly, so in which case the explanation which I gave you was not a very good explanation, so I'm going to give you another explanation as to why, how I know that the five tefillos and the Aser Kedushin are not ma'akev. So how did I know they're not ma'akev? We threw out that reason. It's not based on levesham anymore. So the Gemara says, because ihachi, why is this a problem? The tzafri nami. Because had I told you that really rachatsu is not ma'akev, so how come only the five tefillos? Even the initial one in the morning, the initial kiddush adayim reglayim, and the initial tefillah also shouldn't be ma'akev. There's no reason to distinguish. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Amar Chizki says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'hayisa lahem chok olam, lo u'lezarul darosam. So the pasuk says, davar ma'akev bizarro ma'akev bo, davar shein ma'akev bizarro ein ma'akev bo. So this pasuk, which is describing what the Kohen Gadol would do, is really referring to pasuk in, I think, Parshas Kisisa or so, is talking about rachasu yadeim ragleim lo yamusu, hayisa lahem chok olam lo u'lezarul darosam. Excuse me. The only type of washing of hands that is ma'akev is only something that's going to be ma'akev all zara, all kohanim, which means only the first washing of hands in the morning. But all the other types of washing of hands of the Kohen Gadol, which does not apply to zara ad olam, doesn't apply to any other kohen, that will not be ma'akev. So that's the source that the five tefillos and asar kedushin are not ma'akev, with the exception of the very first one in the morning, which is ma'akev. That's Chizkiya.
Yeah,
only that which is relevant to the Zaro, namely normal Kiddush Adayim in the morning, is Ma'akev to the Kohen Gadol. That which is not relevant to the Zaro, which is the additional Tvilas of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, that's not Shayach to the Zaro, so that's not Ma'akev to the Kohen Gadol. That's Chizkiya's Joshua. Rabbi Yonas and Amar Mehacha from a different Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Rach Sumimenu Moshe Ve'arun Ubanov, that they would wash the hands. Davar Ma'akev Bibanov Ma'akevbo. That which is going to be ma'akev for the children will be ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol. That which is not will not be ma'akev. So Rashi explained, we'll get to that in just a second, I guess. So fine, that's the machlokes. It's two different psukim teaching the same idea of rechitza not being ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol. So Rabbi Yonah's son, who learned the second drasha of Moshe Varun Uvanov, my time alo Omar midichiske. Why didn't he like the chiske's pasuk of chok olam lo lizaro ledarosam? So Omar lecha hahu ledarosu dechsiv. That's telling me that the idea of rechitza is going to be a mitzvah. We're going to have ledaros for many generations. We should continue to do this, but not in order to make any hekesh to teach me anything about Yom Kippurim. Ve'idach Chizkiya, my time alo Amar Mihai. Why didn't Chizkiya like Rabbi Yonasan's pasuk of Moshe Aaron Uvanov? Because that pasuk was not available to teach me the drasha of what smakib to Kohen Gadol or not. It's teaching me a different drasha. Lichad Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, Kol Kior, Shein Bo Kedei Lekadesh Arba Kohanim Imenu, Ein Mekadshin Bo. Any sink that doesn't have enough water or enough spouts to wash four Kohanim at one time, you can't use as a Kior. Shenemar Rachsu Imenu Moshe V'Aron Ubanav. So what's the riot here? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains Moshe V'Aron train. That's two people. Ubanav train. So there are four people who are washing their hands. But how can you bring a riot? Moshe wasn't a Kohen. How could he be one of the four there? Who are the four Kohanim who are washing their hands? Shaf Moshe Kohen Haya B'Shivasi Me'amiluim. The 7 days of preparation for the Mishkan going up at the Yom Shmini. Before that, the 7 days of Imiluim, Moshe was acting as the Kohen. V'Af Agav De'lo Kohanim B'Vasachas. Even though none of them were Kohanim at the same time, the moment the Mishkan went up, yeah, Moshe was no longer a Kohen. Mio Krolahachim Midrash. It's still enough of room to make a drasha that there are four Kohanim who wash the hands at the same time. That's telling you the sheer of what a kir has to be, and it's not available for a drasha of what's going to be for the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. Gemara now says the very first Y line, Keta Tana Rabbanan Keta Mitzvah Kiddush. How does one actually do the process of washing hands and legs? Meniach Yado Hayimanis Al Gavi Ragla Yimanis. You put your right hand over your right foot. The Yado Smolas Al Gavi Ragla. You put your left hand on your left foot. Smallest umekadesh, and you wash your hands. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Meniach Sheyadav Zu Agabezu VaAgabe Sheyiraglav Zu Agabezu. No, you don't do one at a time. You put both hands on both feet, and now you're bending down on top of each other, standing very close to each other, and that's how you wash your hands. Umekadesh. So Amru Lo, they say to him, Haflagasa Ef Sharlasas Kain. Now you're going making so hard. Who could do this? Who could stand in such a way and have his hands and feet washed all at the same time? So Shapir Kamrile, a very good response. So Amar Rav Yosef explains, V'chaveiro Messiah. No, when he puts his both hands on both feet at the same time, he's having a person holding him a little bit on the side. This way he doesn't topple over. So my B'nai, what's the nafkamina between the first approach where you do the right and right together, and then the left and left together, which is much easier, as opposed to the second one, is my B'nai, Amar Rabbi, Amida Minatad Ike B'nai. Do we allow a person to stand if they're getting supported by a person or by a wall? Is that considered an Amida or is not considered an Amida? So according to the second opinion, everyone agrees you need to do an Amida for the washing of hands, as we'll see in just a moment.
Doing Amida means be
standing up. When a person supports you, is that going to be considered Amida or not? So Gemara explains, Amar Le Rav Sama, Brei De Rav Ashi, De Ravina, V'leis Amazim. Why not sit down, V'lekadish? Makes it much easier. Sit on the floor, put your feet and hands together, and then wash your hands. You don't need anyone to support you. So Amar Kra, L'shares V'sheiris Me'umadu. Washing hands is called L'shares, to serve. It's a service to Hashem. And Sheiris always has to be done standing up. So now if you're going to stand up, if a guy's supporting you, is that considered standing or not? Wow. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it is considered standing. So you put both hands over both feet and the guy supports you. That qualifies as a Mida. But Tanakama holds that doesn't qualify. You need to be standing on your own and therefore first right and right together and then you do left and left together. Ein yeshiva b'mikdash. Why didn't you give the answer? Ein yeshiva azara. Good question. Good question. I'm not sure. Very good. Look at Tosos Yomasa v'chaveiro misayo. Tosos says, b'meseches tamid, it says, mashma de'osa shayaholich l'tshumas hadeshin haya mehalich yechidi. Vehu pligir. Tosos asked a question? Yeah, we'll get there in a second. So the Gemara in the Meseches Tamid talks about the whole Seder Avoda. So the first Kohen would go in by himself before they turn the lights on, before they open up the door. There's a little tunnel they would kind of travel inside. He'd go all by himself, and first thing he would do is wash his hands, and then he'd go to Trumas Hadeshim. Now, if he went by himself, how in the world is he going to wash his hands? He doesn't have that guy supporting him if he's going by himself. So Tosafot says it must be that a Gemara there argues on Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. The Echanami, he would have right and right, and he'd do left and left. Oh, hayah sham davar shayah mesayo. Maybe there was an object there he would lean on in order for him to do it by himself, one or the other. Then the next Tosafot tells us, Amida min atzad ika benayu. Tosafot says, L'rabbanan lo shmei amida min atzad. A Rabbanan, the Tanakhama held, getting support is not considered standing. So it's very halachal maisa here. Nira kishakorin betorah shalol lismoch. A person should not lean on the bima when reading the Torah. Unfortunately, you see this way too often that the Baal Kori leans on the bima and he shouldn't be doing it. He should be standing up straight. It's a problem in two levels. One is you have to do an amida. Number two is you shouldn't be leaning on the bima. It's a davar shib kedusha. You shouldn't get hana from that. So that's a very important halacha maaseh. Exactly.
Elite
him as well. He should not be leaning.
Shimon
Esrei as well. Gemara says, Tosas then asks Ezra's question. V'leisiv meisiv lekadesh. Why not sit? Lav yeshiva mamish kamar, den yeshiva ba'azara el smicha. You should be leaning on the wall because you can't really be sitting like Ezra was suggesting. Gemara now says back inside.
The wall is not considered supporting.
It's not considered sitting. It's considered supporting, but not considered sitting. So it's not sitting, so it's not a problem of ein yeshiva mikdash, but it is a problem of smicha, which depends on how you pass and whether you allow smicha for amida or you don't allow smicha for amida.
Well, it's not sitting, but is it standing? I didn't follow. It's not sitting.
It's a machlokas whether it's considered
it's
sitting. Gemara says seven line, wide lines down. Tanu rabbana ani kidesh yad v'ragla b'yom. A person washes his hands during the daytime. Ein tzarich l'kadesh b'layla. You don't have to do it again at nighttime. But b'layla, if you do it at nighttime, tzarich l'kadesh b'yom divrei Rebbe. You would have to wash your hands yet again in the morning, even though you're up all night. That by the time the sun rises, it requires a new kiddush adayim reglaim. Shahaya Rebbe Omer, Rebbe would hold that lina mo'elis bekiddush adayim reglaim. The overnight would be effective, meaning it would require a new kiddush adayim reglaim. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon argues in Omer, he says, ain lina mo'elis bekiddush adayim reglaim, not true. If a person's up all night, so then lina will not defect, will not require kiddush adayim reglaim at all, and you can continue to do the vote in the morning without having to do a new kiddush adayim reglaim. So that's the machlokas Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Tatani Idach, another brisa says the same thing. Haya omed umakriv agabi mizbeach, the kohen standing and bringing karbanos, kol alayla the entire evening, laora, the morning comes, ta'un kiddush adayim reglaim divrei Rebbe. He requires a new washing of hands, that's the opinion of Rebbe again. But Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, kevan she kiddush adayim yad raglav mitchilas avoda, since the washing of hands and legs is the beginning of the avoda, afilu mikan ad asar yamim ein atzarich lekadesh. You do not have to wash. It can last for 10 days straight, according to the second opinion, as long as he's Rashi says, as long as he's standing and doing avoda. Now I don't know how practically one could do that for 10 days straight, but okay, in theory at least, a person would not have to wash the hands if he doesn't make any interruptions, even though night and sun rises many many times in between. Okay, there you go. Very good. Going to the bathroom. So then the Gemara says, Tzricha, you need both these statements of the Braisa, the Ashmin, and if you only had the Kamais of the first one, Behi Kamar Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says, De Pasik Le Mavoda La Avoda. Rebbe said, if a person interrupts his Avoda, so that's when he requires a new Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Aba Baha, De Lo Pasik Le, in the second Braisa where he's working throughout the night, maybe Ema Modile Rebbe, the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, maybe he would agree that in that case where you're working through the night, maybe then he would agree you don't require a new Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Kamashlam from the second brisa, you do need a new washing. Yeshmin and Bahaf, you had only the second brisa, that Baha Kama Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, where the guy was constantly working for 10 days or 3 days, however long it is, when there's no interruption, that's when Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon does not require new washing of hands. About Baha, Ema Modilab, in the previous case, maybe where there was an interruption, maybe he would require one, according to Rebbe Tzricha, to tell me that even in that case, if the guy is up all night, he doesn't require a new Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Kavar wants to know, so what is the machlokas between Rebbe, what's the basis of the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon? So my time at the Rebbe, dichsiv bigashtem, whenever a person does the avoda, Rashi says, dichsiv three wide lines down, v'gisha deshachris, v'gisha achrisahi, sharei yesh kan maracha chadasha. Whenever there's a new seder avoda, even though you're working all night, it's a new gisha, it's a new coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu to do the avoda, and therefore it resets, and there's a need for a new kiddush adayim v'raglayim. My time with Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Dichseva Bivoam. It's not about avoda, new avoda or not new avoda. It's about coming in. If you never left the Beis Hamikdash, there's one bia, so that bia could last for however many days you remain in the Beis Hamikdash. It could be 3, 4, 5 days if that's the case. So Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, it's about the bia, and Rebbe, it's about the avoda, new avoda. V'idach nami haksib bivoam. Doesn't Rebbe have to address the pasuk bivoam? Sound like whenever you come in, and if you never left, you should be able to maintain that same kiddush adayim reglaim for multiple days. No, Gemara says iksib bigashim, had said the word bigashim only when you came in to do the avoda. V'loksib bivoam, it says nothing about entering in. Hava, I mean, I would have thought I'll call gisha v'gisha on every time you do a new avoda during that day. So let's say he did the shachris avoda, then did one in the afternoon later on. So maybe you would think that he requires a new avoda for a new kiddush adayim for each avoda. No, it's a new avoda within the same via, within the same day. But once it's a new day, so then you'd have to do another washing of hands. V'idach nami haksib b'gashim. Doesn't Rebbe Elazar have to deal with the pasuk that even though it says b'vo'am, no, it says b'gishtam, that you have to, when you enter in to do the avoda. So the Gemara says, iksib b'vo'am, if it said simply b'vo'am, when you come in, v'lo k'sib b'gishtam, it doesn't say when you came in to do that, when you did the avoda. Hava mina, I would have thought afila abir ekanis, that if a person entered into the Beis HaMikdash without doing any karbanos, just to be a reikanis, an empty entrance into the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe there he would still require an avoda, a kiddush adam reglaim, that's why you need a begishta. Whereas it says, no, you don't need that, because abir reikanis, who would think you need a kiddush adam reglaim for entering in reikanis, empty handed? Haksiv l'shari, it's only when you're coming to do a shayris, an avoda, do you require kiddush adam reglaim. So that's not why you need the pasuk of begishta. Ela begisha mibarle, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, why do you need a pasuk? L'chad Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov, hakol modem, everyone agrees, v'kidash sheni kishu lavish mikadesh. When the Kohen Gadol, he had multiple, we mentioned, he washes his hands 10 times throughout the day, so you wash your hand before you remove the old clothing, and you wash your hands when you put on the second clothing. So that second washing of changing clothing, everyone agrees, there's a machlokes, when you take off the first clothing, do you first take off clothing and then wash your hands, or do you wash hands and then take off clothing? That's a machlokes about the first washing. But the second washing, everyone agrees, you only wash your hands after you've put on the second clothing. That's what it means. That b'kiddush sheni, the second washing of that changing of clothing, is only kishu lavish, when he's wearing clothing, is he mekadesh. My time, what's the basis? The makra, o v'gisham, when he goes to do the avodah, the b'gisham. Sorry? Got an alarm going off here. That only begish, only way coming to do the avoda. What's the drasha? Mi she'ena mechuser ela gisha bavad. Who does the kiddush adayim? Only when the only thing he lacks is coming close to the mizbeach. But yatazu, if a guy is not dressed yet and he washes his hand, no. To exclude that guy who's mechuser, not only the visha of the gisha, he's missing two things, that person does not do the kiddush. Only when you wear clothing are you supposed to do the kiddush. Let's finish off quickly here. Lahakter ishe lamali. So why does the pasuk also say, when he comes in lishares, he washes his hands, but also lahakter ishe lashem. What's that coming to teach me, lahakter ishe lashem? Lamali, says the Gemara on the top, mal the same, what would I think? I would think maybe honey mili davod dimachfa kapara. When does a person require washing his hands when he's doing an avoda, that's mechaper, that's rather me'akiv the kapara. Aval avoda d'lo ma'akva kapara, avoda that's not essential to a person receiving, achieving kapara, maybe there he doesn't require washing his hands, kamash v'lan, that lahakti yishal Hashem, even lahakti, even do something that's not ma'akiv, also does require kiddush adayim v'raglayim. All right?